This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming up.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Hello, friends. How's everybody? Everything doing good? Wednesday, what is it? The 12th day of March. St. Patrick's Day on Monday, all the festivities coming up this weekend. Ah, oh, sad news, heartbreaker for the Lady Rebels yesterday. Lose to San Diego State in the Mountain West semis, 71-59. And that's not a good look heading into the NCAA tournament. Going to need some luck. Going to need some big time luck.
Rough, dude.
To get into the tournament after, you know, three times in a row winning the conference championship, four times winning the league during the season, and now it's looking like WNIT, which does not make our friend Lindy LaRocque, the head coach of the Lady Rebels, very happy.
Yeah, too. None of us.
Tough. Running Rebels, first round of the Mountain West Conference men's tournament against Air Force. Get your butt to the Thomas & Mack today, 4 o'clock this afternoon. Make some noise for your Running Rebels. Oh, and then just to pile on, if I may. Golden Knights last night, pull it out of the fire. Noah Hanifin scores with 6 seconds left to force overtime. And then a minute into overtime, Golden, I'm not talking any more sports today because it depresses me.
One of them days.
Just not bummed out, babe.
Just was, man. Just was. It was like, God, what?
Rough.
We were talking about this yesterday, and we said, yes, smoke, no fire on the Ben Affleck, Jennifer Garner thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, story comes out this morning, yes, smoke and possible fire.
Uh-huh.
Jennifer Garner's boyfriend says, if I see one more, I don't know if this was the conversation, but I'm guessing the conversation went something like, if I see you two snuggled up at pickleball one more time on the interwebs,
mm-hmm.
I've had it.
Yeah.
I'm done. So if you're Ben Affleck, well, I don't. Which side do you want to take this from? Do you want to take this from Michaela? Do you want to take this from the Ben Affleck side? Or do you want to take this from the Jennifer Garner side?
Let's do Jennifer Garner side.
Okay. If you're Jennifer Garner, do you have to go to Ben and go, look, we're co-parenting, we're doing all this. You can't hug me anymore at pickleball.
Listen, you know I have to get our sources together because I read that Jennifer's boyfriend is now the ex and he's been hanging out with his ex-wife. So I don't know what to say yet because I would like to see Jennifer Garner and Ben Affleck.
Who's your source?
Again.
Who's your source?
It was TMZ yesterday.
Oof.
I know. And I'm one to like to see parents get back together. So I'm kind of like cheering Jennifer and Ben on, but also I'm still upset with Ben for treating Jennifer Garner not well. So I'm like, do you deserve her, King? Maybe not.
Well, here's the thing. I don't believe TMZ unless I see something on like video. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like unless, and even then my lying eyes aren't as trusting as they could be. Now on the flip side of this, my source is Page Six, which is gossip, New York newspaper gossip, whatever. And they've turned into their own industry. And this is how they make their money is with headlines like this.
True.
Now, if he, the boyfriend, this John Miller, if he's messing around with his ex, then he doesn't have a leg to stand on.
Exactly.
It just doesn't make any sense.
Listen, I want him to get back with his ex-wife too. I think it's beautiful.
Yeah, can we just say that right now that we really at the end of the day we want to see Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner back together?
The end. Period. Yes.
I don't know that it's so great for her. I don't know what it does for her because you know, welcome back into your nightmare.
That's right. She was always wonderful.
Great for him. Probably great for the kids. So 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
Yeah. Listen, maybe he's grown. The kids are older. They're like teenagers. So I feel like when the kids are almost like adults and independent, it gives time for the parents to sort of hang out again. I don't know.
Adrian's making the face again. Adrian's Adrian's looking at me. Mom, he's touching me. You kids, I'll turn this car around. Don't make me come back there.
I'm just very proud of Ben Affleck. The ability to just keep going back and forth. Jennifer Lopez, Jennifer Gardner, 5 times, 10 times, 15 times. Go legend. Go off, King.
Yes.
Solid game. Solid game.
They
haven't just completely booted him and said, you know, and there's enough of this stuff going on that if this story is true, that if I see it one more time on social media, if I have to see are they married? No, boyfriend. If I have to see my girlfriend hugging on her ex one more time, I'm out of here.
Yeah. No.
All right. Well, if you love the drama, we got more of that. First pick coming up in just a minute. Would I like to buy my daughters some lingerie? What? A buddy of ours, he listens, he participates here and there. His name is Ray. He lives in Summerlin. He was shopping for a gift for his wife the other day. Yeah. And was a hey, look, does Victoria's Secret, do they operate on commission?
I don't think so.
I would assume so. It's a retail.
Yeah, I would assume so too. I would think so too, but you would know better than we would. Are you a Victoria's Secret shopper, Michaela? Boy, this seems personal to me.
I know. Whoa, babe. It's only 6 a.m. No, just kidding. I am. And
I start off hot. You know this.
I know. I love it. But I don't think they're commission because, you know, when people work off commission, they're very like pushy. They want to like sell you. Aren't like that there.
Listen, counselor, don't slide around the subject. Do you shop at Victoria's Secret?
That I do.
Okay. So you don't feel that you don't feel pressured to make sales?
No.
Huh. Maybe they already know you're good for it.
I also go in with such a plan. I don't look at anybody. I beeline it where I need to go and I leave. So maybe they just don't have an opportunity.
Well, let's wait until you hear this story. Cause it is kind of like, whoa, whoa. Okay. And then We'll sort it all out. We'll give away some Boys to Men tickets, and we'll get going on a Wednesday. Chet Buchanan Show. Normal.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
Adrian, who's that driving in the background that we can hear?
We got Melanie DeSario from Mountain's Edge.
Hey, Mel.
Hey.
Ray was in Victoria's Secret the other day shopping for a gift for his wife. Clerk comes over, helps him pick something out. Then she says, "You got any kids?" He says, "Yeah, two daughters." She holds up a thong. She's like, maybe one of them like this. He's like, no, my daughters are more into Taylor Swift than they are Victoria's Secret. Is this not okay? So I want to expand out. A, it's way creepy for a dad to buy daughters Victoria's Secret stuff, right?
Depends on what it is.
I'm listening.
I mean, if she likes Victoria's Secret, then I think it's okay. It just depends on what it is. Maybe not late songs.
Oof.
Well, no, okay. You're saying, like, what is acceptable? Let me ask you, what is acceptable then?
Pajamas.
Sure. Okay, I get that.
They have some sweatshirts there.
Sure, sure. So let me go back and ask Ray's question. Wouldn't that be all kinds of creepy for a dad to buy his daughter's lingerie?
Yeah.
Is it not weird that the salesperson said, "Hey, what about this?" and holds up a bedazzled thong?
Yeah, that's weird.
So I feel like I'm dragging stuff out of you. So therefore, I feel like a lawyer in court. I feel like I'm on one of those shows.
Mm-hmm.
I just started watching Suits finally, so maybe that's my deal. So, witness. Then, if I'm adding this up in my head correctly. Do you believe that? Here's what we need to find out. Do Victoria's Secret clerks operate on commission?
That's a good question. I bet they do.
Michaela says no.
Mm-hmm. Well, I say a lot of things. I think no, but also I think that it's inappropriate either way.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. I grew up at the Meadows Mall. My dad used to take us on the weekends, and I used to want to go into Victoria's Secret. My dad would have a panic attack. He was so freaked out at the whole idea anyway. And then do you remember that when that trend was happening where, like, the thongs would stick out of the jeans and we thought we were so cool?
Yeah, the whale tail.
My dad had a meltdown. He was like, he couldn't even deal with it. Like, couldn't deal with the laundry. He'd take me to Crystal Palace and then he'd get that out. And I'm like, bye, girl. My dad would never, it would freak him out. And so I feel like that's a normal, like, no, I don't want my dad to, like, get my lingerie. If anything, my dad still wouldn't do this. But if anything, if I was like, I really want stuff from Victoria's Secret, he would maybe get me a gift card. And even that, he'd like, here you go. Like,
oh, yeah, yeah, even a gift card is, but that's something that he's going to do on his, that's something he's going to do on his own. My thought though, is that this obviously, I mean, there is some sort of motivation. Anybody in sales has motivation to make more sales.
Yeah.
Whether it's commission or otherwise.
They have to meet a quota.
Yeah, you know, but I don't feel like asking a dad if he wants to buy his daughter lingerie is going to hit that quota.
It's creepy. Well, yes, it will. Because if she sells one more, you know what I mean? Ching.
Yeah,
it's just wild. If anybody else has anything to add on this, 702-364-9898. We'll take texts. We'll take calls, whatever. I might swing this back around later on in the show. Just to see what a different part of the audience thinks on this, if we can get a little more out of this. All right. In the meantime, speaking of having extra motivation, I mean, you would, of course, Melanie, you would call to participate in the show and to be a good friend and all of those kind of things. But it doesn't hurt that you're going to get Boys to Men tickets for free, right?
Of course.
Yes. Kind of like, yeah, kind of like the salesperson at Victoria's Secret.
Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's just a great way to start a day.
Look out now. It's your good feeling stories of the day. Brought to you by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Ring Store.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
9-year-old kid in North Carolina did the Heimlich on his friend, saved his life last week.
Oh my God, I don't even know how to do the Heimlich maneuver.
Better learn.
I know. Get
what if something terrible happens in this studio and I need you to save my... Oh my God.
That's a good point.
Okay, how tall are you?
5'2".
And how much do you weigh? I don't mind asking. 100?
Yeah, 100 pounds.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Little. The reason why that's funny is because I'm 6'2 and about 210. Can you imagine? Poor Michaela would have to
if you had
stand
something
on a
in
freaking
your throat,
chair.
I would beat the crap out of you until I got it out. Listen, that little thing of her blocking your breathing would not stand a chance.
Forget technique. But here's the problem. How did he die? I don't know, but somebody was punching him in his trachea, obviously. And... He died. He couldn't breathe, but not from the thing he was choking on. Somebody was punching him in the throat, trying to make
like
it better.
A small gremlin.
She looks like she's been wanting to do that for a long time. I just don't. Listen, the punchline to the story is this kid, his name's Jason in North Carolina. He learned it from YouTube. Okay, so there you go. And that's your good feeling story today. Brought to you by Michaela's Throat Punch. Available in 4 delicious flavors. Oh, and by Mike Lehman at Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond Wedding Ring Store.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Out to everybody. Give yourself a freaking break today.
Say Seriously. That again, Chet. Say
Give
it
yourself,
again.
Literally, man, they used to say back in the day, they'd say, don't sweat the small stuff, and it's all small stuff.
Yeah,
really, really it is. When you start we pulled back the curtain a few times. This show, and by this show, I mean Michaela and Adrian. This show's going through it. I mean, I got my little things, but right now, Michaela and Adrian are dealing with things that listen, we all go through in our lives, but it's a sucky part of our lives. But the courage and the dedication that you two have shown to continue to operate at a high level through this is just, it's admirable. It gets me up in the morning. I mean, I'm not kidding. The alarm goes off and I go, I have to go perform for my friends, you know, because you guys are gutting it out and you're making it happen. And I know that this show can be, I know it can be a bit of an escape for everybody, mm-hmm. you know, but we hope it's an escape for you listening. Us too, man. Seriously, send me a bill for the therapy. I work out a lot of stuff on y'all.
Yeah.
And, you know, it makes for decent content.
Listen, that was so nice to say, Chetty. Seriously, thank you for that. And also, I want you to know that I'm also, aside from those big struggles as well, I'm also struggling with the deodorant that I did not put on today. I just lifted my arms to say hello to you and love you. And I got a big whiff. And that's also a struggle.
And seeing this is how good of friends we are, I wasn't going to say a word.
Thank you. But I saw your nose scrunch up. So thank you.
I just went, okay. Yeah, now I know.
The natural deodorant. It's
Here's
not
another
good.
Thing.
Although, and I just want to say that I love you guys and I'm so thankful, especially on a day like today after what Michaela just said, that I work in a separate room from you guys. Yes. But I do love you guys.
The HVAC systems are not connected in that. No, it's all good. It's all good. I am in one of my side hustles. There's a guy that it's tough for him. He doesn't walk well. He's got a something. So life is hard for him, but man, some days that dude, cause it's physically tough for him to get around.
Yeah.
And man, there are some days where it's like, whoa, brother. Whoo, man. Mm-hmm. No, and for the record, I'm just kidding. I can't smell you.
Oh, I know. Listen, I always make a lighthearted joke when things feel serious, but I am serious. My armpits stink.
And there's nothing worse. There's nothing worse than all of a sudden you go, oh, do I stink?
Listen, I'm killing myself over here. I'm never doing natural deodorant again. I'm so sick of Lisa trying to put that on me. I'll take the aluminum. I will take the aluminum.
Why are you blaming the deodorant stuff? You didn't put it on. That's not the problem. That's not working. I thought you said you didn't put it on.
I didn't put it on because I knew that it would smell. I don't want to smell like patchouli and BO. Do you know what I'm saying? So I just went with the BO.
I don't know what that means, but...
So wait, you're blaming the natural deodorant, just to go to Adrian's point, you're blaming the natural deodorant, which you didn't put on.
Yeah, you heard me.
Copy that. Yeah. So the reason I bring it up, somebody spent some money on this. And usually I go, why are you dealing with this when there's still cancer? You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
But the average American experiences peak burnout at 42 years old, but around a quarter of Americans say that they start experiencing burnout before age 30. Now, whether this is real or perceived, I know like Gen X and boomers and everybody go, suck it up. We had to deal with so much. Maybe, but also maybe we were taught better coping mechanisms all that. My point to this is Gen Z and millennials, those are the 18 to 44 year olds, say that they're reaching their highest point of stress at an average age of just 25.
Mm.
That's before the classic stressors like managing career advancement, raising kids, and caring for your aging parents, which is basically what our show is kind of going through now.
Mm-hmm. That's rough.
They're stressing out about financial stuff. Politics gets to them. Work-related pressures, physical health concerns, and relationships. Mental health, huge on the list for younger people. I'm telling you, take a break from social media. Give yourself a break. You're doing great. If I may share with you one of my favorite quotes, as of right now, if you're hearing our voices, you are undefeated. Unchallenged, 100%, zero losses against bad days. You've made it through all of them, and you're going to get through today too. And we will help you in any way that we can. So I just saw that, and I just felt, I'm not trying to be preachy. Was it preachy? I didn't mean to be preachy.
It wasn't. I literally was just thinking how much I personally needed to hear that as well. So I imagine the listeners were perking up too. That was so nice. It's needed. That was a really great quote.
Oh, no, I'm shutting off these mics. I'll curse at you.
No, I want that.
You're together.
Yeah.
Woman.
And put some deodorant on.
Yeah, put some damn deodorant. You don't stink. You don't. I know.
Thank you.
Yeah. But when you smell yourself, you think everybody smells you.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
And then, yeah. It's the same thing when you're walking around all day, especially this time of the year, going, do I have a booger? I think I have a booger.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeff Buchanan Show.
Good morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
Every morning.
Wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
It's Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. If you were listening yesterday, or even if you weren't, Margot Malik of Silverado Ranch. Oh, that's my phone. I'm like, what's it? Where's that noise coming from? It's my phone. I don't know how I ended up on Instagram because I usually focus during the show, but yeah. In any event, Margot Malik of Silverado Ranch. Well, that was weird and uncomfortable.
Awkward, wasn't it?
Well, I know, I'm looking around. I'm like, where? What is? Oh, it's me.
You're like, I swear to God, I'm not on Instagram. It's my mom.
It was kind of like a minute ago where you're like, where's that smell coming from? You're like, oh, crap, it's me.
I'm the problem.
Taylor Swift. I'm the problem.
Yeah.
It's me. Hi. I'm the problem. It's me. Margot Malik is our defending champion. She's got one win under her belt. Who's our challenger, Adrian?
Kim Bavington representing historical downtown. That's what she said. That's what she said. I like the designation.
Okay. Kim, what are your cross streets?
Well, I'm not too far from LVA, where I was at the gala that you emceed.
God bless you.
So I'm kind of Oaky and Six, if you know where that is.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You're Michaela's neighbor, sort of.
Yes, exactly.
Sort of.
It's all good.
I was like, did you have fun at the gala, by the way?
Oh, yeah.
I sure did. Yeah, I always have fun.
Amazing.
The talent is phenomenal. The host notwithstanding. Yes. Honestly, I go up, very rarely do I get to walk up on stage. No, that's true, actually, quite often. I walk up on stage and I go, you're the worst part of this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You go up on stage, you start taking stock of things, and you go, the rest of this is all so much better than I am. I just need to get from one thing to the next. Aww. Keep it pushing.
Well, I have a teen daughter there, so we go support.
That was great. So much fun. All right, Margot, you there? You good?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm ready.
By the way, I think we need to, we'll make a separate designation for historical downtown.
I know. I love it.
Kim's the winner. Yeah. Make sure you buzz in with your name. Do not answer until we call on you because you may think that you got in first, but quite often we find that people do not get in first and they thought they've got in first and they're just screaming stuff out. And that's not, it's all confusing for everybody. Your quiz master is the one, the only commissioner, Michaela Gordon.
This controversial radio host, talk show host, will be appearing on The View this Friday as she hopes to have her conservatorship removed. Oh, what is her name?
Kim. Okay, do I get answers?
Yeah, because I said, you said Kim, and then I said Kim. And so that's you.
Now I say Wendy Williams.
That's how it works.
Yes, ma'am.
That's how it works. Challenger goes up one zip.
This pop singer finally dropped a new track called Big Dummy after dropping Old Town Road almost 2 years ago. Oh. What's this artist's name?
Margo.
Margo got in first.
Lil Nas X.
Is it Lil Nas X? Yes, it is. And we are tied at one.
After much back and forth, these Super Bowl 25 champions are finally headed to the White House.
Margo.
Although the question is, technically you're going to be wrong, I'm sure of this. But go ahead, what's your answer?
The Philadelphia Eagles.
Philadelphia Eagles is what you were going for. But the Super Bowl, did you mean Super Bowl 2025? Is that where you were saying Super Bowl 20? You said Super Bowl 25. And I think it's more like Super Bowl.
I swear I can leave one word out and it will change the entire sentence and vibe. Yes,
because
2025.
Which one was this, Adrian?
Not the 1991 New York Giants. Okay, got it.
Good job. Nicely done.
Thank God me and these girls speak the same language, because I wouldn't even know who the New York Giants were. Like, you did so good. That was good.
You meant Super Bowl champion. That's exactly. I think we all knew what you meant. Kim, would you like to challenge the validity of that question? Because we could throw it out.
Yeah, let's throw that one out.
You know what? You're a bad person, and you shouldn't make us go through this. All right, we're throwing it out.
You naughty girl.
The question was unclear, therefore we're still tied at one.
This pop artist set a record for highest grossing shows among Vegas theaters thanks to incredible shows.
Margo, very calmly, Margo the assassin. Remember yesterday, she was ninja-like. Bruno Mars?
Yes, Bruno Mars.
Yes.
Good. Right,
so now, we had to take a detour. Margo's still up 2-1, and it doesn't matter.
This funny girl comedian says she's tired of body shaming herself, and in her 40s, she's ready to just eat, have fun.
Margo for the win.
Chelsea Handler?
Is it Chelsea? Wow, game over.
Oh my God, sister.
Whoa.
Margo, you're an animal.
Whoa. Did you? Margo, how'd you know that?
She was on Call Her Daddy recently, and they were talking about body shaming.
Exactly, right.
Well, good pull. Solid. You earned that one today.
Yes.
Kim, you're fantastic. We need more of you in our life.
Well, I never get through, and I'm telling you something. This is the first time I've ever gotten through. But my
guess is
really
this is the first
through.
Time you've ever called. Because we're not that... Yeah. It's not that difficult.
No, we never get through.
Okay, fair.
My team's in the car pushing the button.
Right on. Well, yeah, hopefully we get to talk to you more, because you're absolutely fantastic.
Thank you.
An amazing day. Thank you.
Bye, girl.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
All right, add Tina Fey and Amy Poehler tickets on to Margo's Hall. She's got two wins now, going after win number three tomorrow on Michaela's Hometown.
Good morning.
Wait until you hear what's next on the Chet Buchanan Show.
Are you comfortable talking about this? What we were talking about off the air? You don't have to name names.
Okay.
Just so in your stepmom's cancer battle, by the way, this happens because you know what? Everybody has tough days at work. Everybody has a bad day. And I know, and everybody, people are different. So had you seen this nurse before?
No. So my stepmom was moved to a different facility yesterday.
So Centennial Hills Hospital, you're off the hook.
Yeah, love you guys. What's
up? Okay, great. No, love you. Yeah, everybody there is angels. And my God, do you look great in scrubs. Wow.
Oh, I know. They're so cute. But she moved to a different facility, which we were excited about. I have to be honest with you. I get along with most people. I go in very optimistic.
I had
my first experience with a really mean nurse. And oh my God, you almost spit out your coffee. Do you know what I'm talking about? Have you been here?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I always want to be like very kind and nice at first, but also I have this emotional connection with my stepmom. I'm tired. We've been doing this for weeks. It's very hard.
Which, by the way, going into this, you had no connection with your stepmom.
Like,
that's the crazy part. We didn't have, we were never close because I didn't have a relationship with my dad.
Yeah.
And I say this all the time. I wish, the only regret I had is I wish I would have always known her because she's so amazing. It's been my pleasure getting to know her over these past couple of weeks. She's incredible. I adore her. And so I do feel very protective over her. And this nurse came in real nasty yesterday and she scared my stepmom. And I was so upset. I've never dealt with that before. And yeah. You know, sometimes when you get so upset, you can't find the word. So you start to cry. At least that's me. So I was crying and I was like, I don't want you to be rude to her. And then my stepmom,
you said that out loud?
Yes. And then my stepmom started crying and then me and her were just crying. And I was like, I don't want anyone being rude to her.
And what did Nurse Cranky do?
She walked out.
That's it.
And I was like, I hear that, sister, but also I don't know it. I even now talking about it makes me a little nervous. I just never experienced that ever.
I tell you the most you want to hear the most mortifying story ever?
Yeah.
Seriously, you want to hear it's awful. I'm preparing everybody listening. I'm preparing you right now. It's an awful story. It's terrible. It's horrible. I laugh about it now because I laugh about stuff like this. Because if you don't laugh,
cry.
Right? Seriously, my mom was heading down the path. That was it. In fact, it was post, I've told the story a number of times. The last real conversation my mom and I had, I got kicked out of the hospital because we were laughing too loud. It was like 10 o'clock at night and we're laughing too loud. And they're like, dude, you got to go. And then that was when my mom grabbed my hand and she goes, and you know, we're emotional. And she goes, there's not a GD thing you can do about it. You know, and it really changed my life. That every, you know, sometimes you just got to deal and keep pushing. And literally, I want to say it was the next day, maybe 2 days later, because she didn't last long after that. This one doctor we'd never seen before comes into the room and he goes, your mother's terminal. She's got 48 hours max, and turns around and walks out. And he just walks out. So he comes in and we're like, hey, like it's a new guy. We're thinking he's going to, and we're all excited. I'm like a puppy. I'm sitting up on my hind legs. Like, yes, doctor, tell us the magical cure for, I'm sure the look on my face was just like, hey, buddy, how are you?
Yeah, it's
you
your got mom, a
treat.
Dude.
You got to give me a treat. And he goes, your mom's terminal. She's got 48 hours max. Spins around, walks out of the room.
Shit.
And it was just like, what? And I was so mad.
Yeah.
I was so mad. I wanted to go find this guy and punch him. And then I thought, that's the worst part of his job. That's the worst part of his job right there. That's the part of it that he just absolutely hates the most. And my God, he doesn't know any other way to do it. Just go in, rip the Band-Aid off and get moving.
Yeah. Listen, I feel like healthcare workers have it very difficult. It's also a situation to be a child of a pit. Like, it's so difficult all around. There's so much empathy and compassion. I'll just say that I wasn't prepared for that. And there's something about someone being rude to a parent or loved one that's already not doing good. And I didn't like it, man. I didn't like it at all.
And now you know when she shows up, you know what's coming. Just prepare for it. Might not get any better. Just might be her MO. Maybe whisper something to her boss.
We already did.
Here's the thing. You're not there 24 hours a day. That's the only thing. I'm just like, then when you leave the room, you don't want to. And I'm not saying it's just sometimes things can happen.
I know. I hear what you're saying.
All right. 177 second survey coming up in just a moment. Would you like to go see Aziz Ansari for free? We've got those tickets. We know all about, we kind of touched on this yesterday. We all know about the dirty, dirty lies you tell your dentist. Are you willing, especially with the price of eggs, are you willing to spend 32 minutes to make the perfect egg? And I have a note here. Speaking of Michaela's stepmom, it just says razor for Michaela's stepmom.
Oh, yes.
Question mark. We'll possibly get into all of that with a 177 second survey coming up next.
In the morning,
the Jeff Buchanan Show.
I got you in the morning.
Wake up.
In the morning.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
I didn't hear what you... Sounds windy out there. It's not yet. It'll be windy later, and then it's just freeway noise. Oh. I didn't see who's taking the 177 second survey.
That'll be Deanna Ndoku from Southern Highlands.
Hey, Deanna. What up, Dee?
Hey, good morning.
Hey, hi. Your 177 second survey starts now. Do you lie to your dentist? Tell the truth. Do you lie?
No.
Everybody says that. Okay, now, are you lying about lying?
No. No, because I want them to do the right thing.
Mm-hmm. Amen to that. Nearly two-thirds. What did we decide? Michaela, do you lie to the dentist?
Yeah, I do.
About flossing?
Yep.
They always...
Because she looks at me with such disappointment, and I don't want to disappoint her, but she judges me, and I don't want to deal with it.
The freaking water pick conversation.
Oh, my God, that stupid water pick. I know exactly what you're talking about. I hate it.
You really should use it more often. Yeah. I floss every day. Yeah, it's not good enough.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, will it ever be good enough for you?
Yeah, I know. I got to go to therapy about my dentist not being good enough.
By the way, they listen. In fact, the show may very well be on in the office right now. The early morning patients are subjected to this. You know, sorry. Yeah. Doc, can you give me a little more gas? Because this is whatever we're listening to. I don't. Adrian, do you lie to the dentist?
No. I don't see the point. They look at her teeth during the appointment. So what am I lying about?
That's right.
That's why I don't get about any of this. Why would you lie to your doctor? They know how much you weigh. So they know what you're eating. They know what your teeth look like. I don't get it at all.
Well, I'm so sorry for annoying you this morning.
Yeah, our bad. Sorry for being honest.
I hate liars.
Our bad.
I'm so honest.
I'm always
honest.
Your team total honesty. I know.
100%. I never lie.
57% of Americans admit that they've lied to their dentist about their dental hygiene. So nearly two-thirds of us, we're the good ones. We're the good one-third.
Yep.
The four of us, if we're counting our friend D. 60% of those say they do it. 3 out of 5 do it to, quote-unquote, impress the dentist. Well, guess what?
Yeah, I heard that, too. I know. I do.
Yeah. You think the stripper really likes you, too, don't you? A third of them do not want their dentist to think less of them. Well,
I know.
Guess what?
They do.
1 out of 5 describes it as an unintentional panic lie that accidentally slips out. I get that.
Yeah, that's how I feel.
I get the panic lie. Science has figured out a new way to cook eggs because they're so damned expensive. You might as well make them perfect. Are you willing, Dee? Are you willing to spend 32 minutes doing a thing called periodic cooking? It's not complicated. It just takes a long time. The two parts of an egg do not cook the same. Hard boiling makes the egg white rubbery, which some people don't like. Soft boiling doesn't fully cook the yolk. So they designed it to cook both parts perfectly. It takes 2 pots of water and a little bit of patience. 1 pot of water that's boiling, 212 degrees. Another one that's 86 degrees. You cook them so a little warmer than room temperature. You cook the eggs for 2 minutes in the hot water, then move them to the warm water for 2 minutes and do that 7 times over. After 32 minutes, your eggs are perfect. Is this something you're willing to do?
No. No, I don't even like eggs. So.
Fair
good
enough.
For you.
So you don't care. Yeah, then so it just doesn't even.
Yeah,
doesn't
it does matter at all.
Doesn't matter. Yeah. Here's the thing. This sounds stupid, and it, maybe it is, but is it any different than spending 30 minutes preparing insert dish's name here?
Yeah, but like, it's just one egg, Chetty. It feels like a lot of work for one stupid little egg that I'm going to scarf down anyway and not think about ever again.
Well, see, you'd be one of those. It doesn't matter.
So I guess my answer is no, I wouldn't.
But is it any different? I'm just envisioning somebody who's really into cooking. You know, who considers themselves, I'm a foodie. I'm a chef. And it's the perfect egg. It's like making beef bourguignon. I don't even know what that is.
Listen, maybe there are major egg enthusiasts out there that are like applauding around the world. Yes, we want to do this. To me, it's not worth the payoff.
Here's my real question, Dee. Is there anything that you'd spend 30 minutes cooking?
Yeah. I cook my kids' food every day.
Not 30 minutes. Listen. Chicky nuggies in the microwave. Don't take no 32 minutes. Let's
Las Vegas.
So they just brought in birthday cards for staff to sign. Staff, but you know, we do that here.
Yeah.
Which is great. It's easy because there's only like 9 people left in the building. So it's, exactly. You know, doesn't happen that often. Did you literally not know what you just signed, Adrian?
No, I was, you know, doing my job as executive producer of the Chet Buchanan Show.
Yes.
The 11th best rated top 40 radio show in the country, by the way.
In Marion.
Hell yeah, there's 13 shows, but we're 11th.
While I was producing, someone came in and handed me 2 cards. One of them said happy birthday. So I put happy birthday. I had no idea who it was for. And then the other one was a work anniversary. And then I realized you have to put a message. Yeah, Bojo was the birthday. And then one of our sales guys. Guys, shout out to Brian Anderson. Happy birthday, bud. I saw his card and said work anniversary, and I was like, how do I spice things up? And also, get this paper out of my face. I'm at work right now. Come to me after 10 a.m. So I just wrote, it's time for destiny. It's time for destiny and my signature.
Huh?
Well, what does that mean, babe?
No, huh?
You know what it means? It means when he opens his card and he reads all these things, he's going to read that. He's going to spend 10 seconds going, what the hell does this mean? If he reads it, what the hell does this mean? And that made an impact on his life.
I'm not even
sure
that's an actual sentence.
I don't even... It's
not. I'm not even sure that like translates to English.
It's time for destiny. Clearly, he's been going on his destiny. It's a work anniversary card, babe. Things are looking pretty good.
I get it.
It's time for destiny.
Destiny, little darlings. I get it.
Hey.
It's time for... He's gonna go, okay, what time are we going?
I don't
think it's the strip club. It's time for destiny. That's what it... I understand it now.
It's just the way that Adrian was like, hey, Mick, do you know what those cards you signed before? And I was like, yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got it.
Signed it. It's time for destiny. He was very proud of himself.
Yeah, he did.
Did you see what little darlings had on their sign?
No.
It's fun because when you go by, yeah, because of Doge. Doge made us get rid of the 3 ugly ones. It's pretty funny.
It says that on the thing?
Yeah.
They're always on top of it over there.
But being told there's a big echo on your mic, sir, just so you know. It's time for relationship rehab. She says, call me Julia in Inspirata. You ready for this?
Yes.
A couple weeks ago, my boyfriend got drunk and hooked up with a random chick, possibly Destiny. I don't know.
Mm.
It's time for destiny for him, too.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of weeks ago, my boyfriend got drunk and hooked up with a random chick. He tried to apologize through text and calls, but I wasn't about to talk to him. And of course, I broke up with him. Well, I'm assuming that's how she meant to say that because it was well, dot, 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 dot. So I'm assuming that's a well.
Uh-huh.
Now he decided to go on his Instagram and admit what he did and apologize publicly to our friends, to our respective families, and to me. He was crying and everything. So I'm assuming it's a video. You know, he put up a video making his public apology. Yeah. I love how we now all believe that our life events deserve some sort of press release on social media.
Yeah, but also I love that like shame is the game. Like if you shame them into apology, they'll really be sorry.
Shame is the game. No, but he offered up the apology.
Yeah, because he felt shame. So he was like, let me do this. This ought to look good.
Right. But he wasn't shamed into it. He just did it on his own.
No, his own self.
So he was crying and everything. Julia says, I'm starting to think I was right in how I reacted. But now I'm thinking maybe I should take him back. I really think he's sorry.
And I think maybe he deserves a second chance to prove himself. I'm really conflicted and confused. My friends say I'm being dramatic, but I'm not sure what all that means either. I need someone to give me some real advice. So here we are. Well, first of all, Julia in Inspirata, which means her name is Debbie and she lives in Centennial Hills. You know, whatever, there's the complete opposite.
Yeah.
But she says, call me Julia in Inspirata. And thank you for believing that this is real advice. Appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
There's more to this, but I'll start. And I will go ahead and throw the gasoline on the fire because I'm ready to hear all of it. Bring it to me. 702-364-9898. By the way, weekend, they've announced a second show for the After Hours Till Dawn tour. Allegiant Stadium on the 4th of July. Fireworks outside, fireworks inside. On the 4th of July, courtesy of our friends at Live Nation, there's a grand prize with upgraded seats at the end of all this. Tickets for the second date go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. You can have yours right now. So, do you take this guy back? Do you give him another chance? And I'm going to say, there's more to this, I'm going to say yes.
Yeah.
So go ahead. 702-36. But I listen, that flies in the face of everything that anybody ever says on this show, Relationship Reeb. He's a cheater. Once a cheater, always a cheater. He'll lie. He'll just do it again. So we're ready for all of it. 702-364-9898.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Oh my God, you know what I want.
98.5 KLUC.
All right, relationship rehab. A couple weeks ago, boyfriend got drunk, hooked up with a random chick, tried to apologize. She wasn't having it. Of course, she broke up with him. She says, call me Julia in Inspirata. So, okay. It's like a placeholder. It's like,
yeah.
Then he went on Insta and did a big old public apology to friends and family and to Julia, if that is her real name. Apparently, he was crying and everything. Now, Julia's starting to think that she was right in how she reacted initially, but that maybe she's being a little too harsh and should potentially take him back. She says, I'm really conflicted and confused. My friends say I'm being dramatic. She's not sure what that means either. Nobody's really giving her any clarification. She needs somebody. Listen, Julia needs advice. Do you take this guy back?
If everything's worth working out, if it's a relationship worth working for, but I feel like, you know, red flags, just bail out now.
Okay. It's so funny.
I feel like people put in so much work to make something work when in the beginning, if you notice the problems that arise early, then you could just get out now.
So, yeah, okay. So you're like, yes, but no. You're like, yeah, everything's, it's always, it's good policy. Everything's worth working on, but no, leave.
Yeah. Red flag.
Yeah.
Red flag.
Yeah. So you're being nice about it, but see you later.
Yeah. Let the man go. I don't want to hurt feelings, but yeah, bail out, jump ship.
All right. Well, listen, you're staying in town. You're staying in town for 4th of July this year. So enjoy the weekend. Oh, have fun.
Thank you.
Have fun.
All right. Hang on 1 second. We got to get some info from you. Shelby, this is really funny because usually when we have questions like this, usually everybody's like, oh no, they deserve nothing. In fact, you know what? They need to be punished. Shelby, are you taking this guy back?
No. No.
Would you like to expand upon that thought?
The drunk is the real you. So that the reason he was drunk and cheating, I feel like that's the real him. And he's just crying on Instagram to, I don't want you to not love me. I want you to take me back, but I won't do it again. But who says he's not going to do it again if he gets drunk again?
Nothing. To your point, no, nothing says that. I agree with you on that. I don't, man, I don't know. Kim, are you giving this guy another shot or no?
Absolutely not.
Explain why.
I just feel like, you know, what is she going to give him another shot till he drinks again? Not going to work for me.
And this is kind of what I expected. So we're not at all in the forgiveness business at all for anything.
I am in the forgiveness business. Absolutely. I just can't seem, I mean, this is something big. And if, I mean, maybe drinking is a problem of his and maybe this is the side effect. I can't see myself allowing myself to do that again.
Yeah, I hear you. Michaela, thoughts?
Dude, I hope I don't get blasted for this. I feel like you can take him back. First of all, I'm not one to tell my friends and family everything or social media in situations like this, because I feel like there's so many opinions. If you wanted to take him back, like shame is not a game that I play. I feel they could have kept it in between each other. I do think that cheating can be forgiven. I feel like there's always a reason behind the cheating. I think couples counseling, maybe even AA. There's so many things that you could talk about if you really love each other. I'm down for second chances. I've had second chances. I've given them. Sometimes there's a bigger lesson there. I just wish that he wouldn't have gone online, spread the business. And I wish that she wouldn't have told friends and family, because it does sort of cement how they'll feel about him for the rest of their time together.
To be clear, she wasn't answering calls or texts. And I'm not sure she had the conversations until he brought it public first.
Right.
Just to be fair on it, on that, to be fair. But, is everything that serious? Does it have to be counseling and AA? Adrian, tell your story.
No, I'm not a drinker. And the one time I did get drunk at a club, I ended up cheating on my partner. And that was a one-time thing. I'm not a person that drinks a lot. So that was a mistake. I've never done that since. And that was a simple mistake. And to go public, Michaela, to your point, I understand. Stop putting our business out there. Sure. But that is very rare to put yourself out there and be that vulnerable to say, I apologize in front of the world. I will never do this again. That's a big, big step, because most of the time what people stop doing and they cut everybody off is because they're embarrassed, because the whole world knows if it's private, they can look over it because not everybody knows.
And their ego doesn't allow them to go, I was wrong. I was flawed. Give me another chance. The whole thing. Here's what I'd say. In this rare occasion. Yeah, I'd give another chance. Short leash. Oh my goodness, is that leash short?
Yeah.
Who is that leash short?
And listen, to your point, Chetty, not everything is that serious where it needs to be AA couples therapy, but I feel like you explore all options, because I don't think breaking up is the move. I think second chances are
No, you were working towards it. I'm just, you know, ask questions.
No, conversation, because I agree with you. I also agree with Adrian. I actually am going to take one thing back. I do like that the point you made about being vulnerable and putting it out there, because a lot of people don't. So that was a good point.
And then Janine, let's see, this is funny. I knew that once we jumped over to that side, once we made that point, it would bring more out. Janine, tell everybody why you would give him a second chance.
Okay, so I've been cheated on, and I've been cheated on bad.
Oof, sorry, Mama.
Sometimes it's their level of remorse. So if they're willing to, like, really put it out there, kind of make an ass of themselves, saying that they're sorry for what they've done. I mean, everybody knows it now. So, I mean, if anyone sees them, they're going to be like, oh, he's the cheater. But I think everybody does deserve a second chance. Sometimes people make mistakes. They do dumb things. And I don't think that should, you know, put them in the category that they should never be forgiven for anything. But
But, you know, on my case, when mine cheated and cheated and cheated and cheated and just...
Yeah, and I get it. Yeah, and goodbye.
Proud of this, what we did.
That's a different... And that's a different deal. And I've lived that too. And no, there's no excuse for that.
Yeah, no.
The thing... You know what it is? For me, this thing, it's not about him so much. It's about her. And so she's... If she's feeling like, hey, he really is sorry, and I really do love him, and I really want him in my life, well, that's your gamble. That's your gamble to take. So, okay. Again, I would just, man, that leash would be.
Leash. Because as open as I am with the second chances, that is the last chance. Like, if there's another cheat, you're out the door.
Oh, even I'm not even cheat. Are you kidding me? It's like Jennifer Garner's the one story, and I know we've got conflicting stories on this, but the thing with Jennifer Garner getting the ultimatum from her boyfriend, that he's like, if I see you two cuddling up on each other at paintball one more time, freaking out of here. See, that would be the same thing. You know, man, you better not be even sniffing in the direction. You better not even get caught looking at another girl. Mm-hmm. You bet, you know, man, you better clean your Instagram, dog.
Yeah.
All that, you know, because that's, yeah. Well, good luck and Godspeed. We all deserve love, don't we?
Yeah.
You know, you just probably shouldn't be getting hammered and finding it in other places. But, good relationship rehab today. Good job, guys.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The morning show is better than coffee.
They're the best in the morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
Did you hear about a couple of years ago, or I don't know how long ago it was, Shakira did a contest to give away a 2022 Lamborghini.
Mm.
Did you heard about that?
No.
Okay. This dude obviously entered the contest and won. His name's Michael Mejia. He got a bunch of grief online because he said that he was planning on selling the car because it's expensive. Sometimes when you win a prize, it's not a prize.
Yeah,
you
know? Dude. Even the gas is sometimes too much. I understand.
I could win a Lamborghini. Well, it's expensive to maintain it.
Yep.
And he goes, all the monthly costs, they're too much. I just can't keep up with it. So he was talking about selling the car. Backlash from Shakira fans. People went crazy about it. All of Shakira's fans who initially supported me are now hating me because I've decided to sell the car. They see it as potentially disrespectful towards Shakira. That is not the story.
No.
It is not the story. The story is, so this guy wins the contest. Everybody goes, yay! He says, I'm going to sell the car. Boo! Now, he was driving the car in Miami last Thursday, and he got hit by another car.
No, dude.
Now he's got to pay, and insurance will cover most, but it's probably also going to affect his resale value, which he, you know, I'm sure he paid taxes and whatever he's put into it so far. But I was simply hit. It wasn't me who crashed. It was quite a scary moment. Fortunately, I wasn't injured because this is the way my mind works these days. Cause I don't believe anything is a coincidence anymore because of the world we live in. Do you believe that potentially, and this is how I got burned on a fender bender. I got burned on a Khloe Kardashian fender bender until they said, oh, you could see footage of the accident on Keeping Up with the Kardashians, which premieres in 2 weeks. And I went, mother, I've been sucked in by a car accident.
Yeah.
Do you believe this really happened, or whether this was a devious plan to put it out there in front of everybody that Shakira's Lamborghini is now for sale?
Listen, honestly, either way, I would sell the Lamborghini too. I feel like the insurance, everything is so expensive. His story made sense to me the first time. He probably did get hit.
Do you believe, that's a different subject.
How?
Do you believe that this really happened, or was it a big setup to get the publicity?
I believe it really happened.
Okay. Adrian?
I believe it happened.
I smell big marketing plan. Because otherwise we wouldn't have talked about it. We've got backlash from the fans. We need to make this bigger. That's all I'm saying. I'm just skeptical. That's all. I don't really have a punchline. There's nothing funny about this at all. Not that I can think of right now. I just think this is all still kind of weird. If it is real, oh my God. That's Shakira karma coming back to bite you. Because you said you were going to sell the thing, and then all of a sudden, no, you're not. You're going to get in an accident.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Wednesday, the 12th day of March, 2025. She is Michaela Gordon. He is Adrian Hernandez. This guy's name is Tommy Flame. He's on a mission to bring dating back to the real world.
Oh, love this mission.
Kind of trying to do, I don't know, have you noticed speed dating popping up again?
No.
Yeah, I have.
I love that. Did you ever do it?
Oh, we did that as a thing.
Oh, uh-huh.
On this show. And it was, okay, we had the same problem. This was like 20 years ago. We had the same problem this guy's having. So, this Tommy Flame, Flaim, lest you think he's trying to be, you know, funky. He's got a league. He's got a thing called Silly Sports, bringing single men and women together for low pressure fun. So like cornhole, bowling, you know, stuff, fun stuff like that. Yeah. Here's the problem. Who do you think shows up to this thing?
Bunch of dudes.
It's all women.
Oh, and they don't want to play cornhole?
No, they do. They desperately do.
Oh, what's the problem?
The problem is there's no men. We've noticed, Tommy says this, and it's true. We all think it's just going to be weird, horny men that show up to these things.
Uh-huh.
And the women don't care. They're willing to look past your flaws, and they're going to fix you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
The guys don't have the... stones.
Okay. Oh, right.
Pits,
okay.
The bass in their voice. The whatever. Yeah. To show up. Tommy says, we've noticed the girls are going to show up regardless. Like they're willing to try anything. Guys are the ones that we have to be very sensitive and calculated about in regards to how you attract them. They've solved the issue. They're issuing a bounty. $50 to anybody who can refer straight single friends and get them to show up to this thing.
No way.
They've sold out events in 20 cities, showing a demand for in-person connection. Eight out of 10 young adults, 4 out of 5.
Yeah.
Say that they're burnt out on apps.
I believe it.
Everything's the rubber band is snapping back.
Yeah, it is. And thank God.
Yeah. And wouldn't you show up to play cornhole?
Yeah.
It's just low key. Have a couple of beers. You really do get to learn a lot about somebody.
Yeah, I love it. I think in person is great. I think playing something fun is great. We just need to give those boys a little kick in the butt, make them feel confident and show up.
Yeah, you big poo-haws.
Yeah.
Show up, you big babies. Mm-hmm. The women are waiting for you.
Yeah, they are.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning. When I first wake up, they tell me what's going on here.
98.5 KLUC.
I thought of you immediately when I saw this story, and I've been holding on to it for 2 days.
Give it to me.
And I'm so happy to finally be able to do this. Now, I will readily admit, this is a brilliant piece of marketing, and it's nothing more than marketing. They're not serious about this.
Okay.
But it's freaking hilarious. A place in the UK called the Top Secret Comedy Club has a new rule for audience members.
What?
No Botox.
Oh my God, I love it so much.
Because the comics are unable to tell if people are enjoying their jokes. Now, we all know that's not a real thing.
But that's so funny.
It's genius.
Oh my God.
In fact, I want to employ that for this show. I know it's radio, but somehow we can still sense it. That if you guys aren't laughing, we'll know. are incredibly talented comedians are fed up with performing to reactionless faces. I've had numerous complaints from performers who find it increasingly challenging to gauge audience engagement. They're not being serious.
That's so funny, though, because I live on both sides. As someone who has Botox, I often am like, I swear to God, I'm laughing. It's just that my face is frozen. On the other side.
We've had that moment.
Uh-huh.
We've had that moment. I'm like, I asked Michaela, I said, okay, so I'm not funny today. I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
Are you mad at me? And she looked at me and she goes, nope, Botox.
Yeah, period. But also, I've been on stage and performed for people with Botox. And I'm like, look at me and give me emotion.
You're like, this lady right down front hates my guts.
Yeah.
No, she loved
Botox.
Yeah. It wasn't until she started crying and her face still didn't change.
But the tear dropping for me.
While you're singing Mama's Eyes or whatever. So whatever song brings the tears.
Yes.
Oh, and this is great. So. Okay, maybe they're serious about this. I really thought it was just marketing. And I thought, no, audience members are going to be asked to do an expression test before they're allowed inside the, the venue.
Good.
Are you able to change your facial expression?
Furrow those eyebrows.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
I guarantee that I haven't noticed these because I did and then subconsciously just rolled my eyes and moved on.
Okay.
Have you ever seen vegan dryer sheets?
I want you to shut these mics off and I want to go home immediately. I can't listen to this story.
Well, we're moments away.
I understand deeply.
It's happening soon.
What?
There are vegan dryer sheets because one of the key ingredients in most dryer sheets is beef fat.
Really?
I know. I thought the same thing, and then I went, oh, somehow this makes a lot of sense.
Somehow I
just the consistency
these.
On the outside. You've been buying them.
I mean the vegan ones.
Oh, the vegan ones?
Yeah, now I'm sold.
The dryer sheets are coated in beef fat to make your clothes softer.
Wild.
And who figured that out back in the day? Who, what mistake came from there? When The Truman Show came out in 1998, the director wanted to have hidden cameras installed in every theater that was showing the movie, and then in the middle of the movie, have the camera cut to the audience that's watching. So like your all the way immersed. Mm-hmm. It was a little cost prohibitive.
I'm sure.
Know what I'm saying? And just really quick, hey, let's all sing. You know Biz Markie. You got what I need. But you say he's just a friend. Oh, baby, you. Biz Markie never planned to sing that.
Really?
No. No. He asked a bunch of people to sing. You know, they were going to do the singing. Uh-huh. Nobody showed up. And so he ended. And is that not the most iconic?
Yes.
Literally one of the most of all time.
The most.
Yeah. Right?
Oh, I love that.
We'll leave you with that. That's the more you know before we go. Follow us on social at 985KLUC. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN. Adrian.
You can follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Heavyweight Radio. No weird spelling. Plus, brand new episode of Unlikely available on YouTube with AEW Swerve Strickland. And you can listen to it wherever you get your podcasts, including that free Odyssey app.
And Michaela Gordon.
Follow me at Michaela Gordon, MIKALAH. I will be at Delilah tonight.
Fantastic.
Early.
Sparkly glam. Oh, yeah. So if you're gonna get there early, mm-hmm. You know somebody that can get you in. So it can be a little difficult for the, you know, for us, for our kind of people.
You were literally my first guest when I started there.
What's that?
You were literally my first guest when I started there.
For real?
Yeah, you were one of the first people you got in. See me. Yeah.
No wonder. Well, no wonder, because they were kind of like, we're not quite sure what to do with this.
I was like, just shut up, come on, and you were like, let's go.
They were really great. And can I tell you something about this, Delilah? Every single person in that whole joint is gorgeous. Everybody who's forward facing, everybody who's on the floor.
Yeah.
The manager's not so much. No, I'm just kidding. Stop. I'm joking.
He's kidding.
No, but literally, all the servers and all beautiful. The bartenders are just absolutely gorgeous.
No, it's true.
Yeah, it is true. I wouldn't lie to you. Never. Not on this show.
Uh-uh.
Mm-mm. I may have just lied there telling you about me not. What? Huh? I want you to ponder that. And then come up with your findings tomorrow morning when we meet back here again. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.